The Mother Mary and Jesus Christ have had a makeover. Over the last 3 years, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Alice Springs have commissioned an Aboriginal artist from their congregation in Kathleen Wallace to design a new sanctuary window celebrating the blending of Catholic and Indigenous beliefs. The window is one of the first of its kind and is said to symbolise how far the Church has come in its relations with the Indigenous community. Andrew Herlinger asked Father Azalee Ross, the parish priest of Alice Springs, why are Aboriginal people embracing Catholicism?
Catholicism started in Central Australia way back in the mid-1920s, and the work of evangelization and education started since then. I strongly feel it's to do with the natural affinity between Catholicism and the First Peoples, and that's to do with rituals, symbols that are common between Catholicism and the Arantah way of understanding religion and the mystery we call God today.
The Catholic Church were once missionaries that encouraged Aboriginal people to abandon their language and belief systems. How have the Catholic Church changed since then?
So Vatican II supported the theology or the idea that local people express themselves through their own culture, you know, and that they should be able to express their, let's say, their Catholicism through that cultural world view. For example, when our first missionaries arrived, they were having problems with the smoking ceremony. But then we realized, well, we Catholics also do smoking in church. And so we have more in common now than ever before. For example, smoking. Smoking is now a form of healing and purification and reconciliation. So we use smoking in the church, performed by the Arantah peoples. Also because we have seen throughout the years since the 1920s, the deep-seated wisdom and theologies have not been discovered ever before. So we're trying to respect more now and trying to learn from their own way of looking at life in general.
Stained glass windows have a certain significance to the Catholic Church. Are there any other ways that the Catholic churches are commemorating their Indigenous congregations?
Yes, we are trying to bring the mainstream, Catholicism and the Arantah spiritualities together. In Alice Springs, it's a hard town, but it's a lovely town as well. It's kind of difficult now, especially for newcomers to understand the plight of Aboriginal peoples. So we are trying to, you know, day by day bring about an awareness of the First Peoples of the land and some of the struggles they are facing today, and also highlight that they have a lot to contribute.
Do you feel that the whole church, including the Indigenous community, embraces the church and considers it as their home?
Well, that's the hope. The painting was given by Kathleen Wallace on behalf of her Aboriginal Arantah communities, not only to the parish as we celebrate 50 years and 90 years of Catholic presence, but we fully supported it because we wanted them to feel at home in a church building. So when they come in, we hope they, meaning our Arantah people in town, not just the Catholics, I hope that they feel at home, that this is their place. I can pray and, you know, be with other people from other nations. Kathleen Wallace, very happy that her ancestral stories have now been included in the story of, let's say, salvation history, the story of Jesus and Mother Mary. It was a moving moment when they opened this new window, and I hope it'll become maybe a tourist attraction. People can come and have a look. The Aboriginal Jesus and the Aboriginal Mother Mary.
Father Azalee Ross, the parish priest of Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Alice Springs, speaking there with Andrew Herlinger.